3, 2, 1.
California, it's The Gathering. Here's your host, Sky.
What is up, party people, ladies and gentlemen, nerds and nerdettes? Welcome to The Gathering. Welcome to our little nerd show we like to hang out at and just have some fun. We talk nerd news. We like to take a look back in time. And as a nerd should never do, I never gather alone. I do have a very special guest star tonight, but we'll get to that in just a second. Only one member of the gathering could join tonight. The rest of them are out trying to figure out life, and probably Derek is still slapping away. We don't know. Still trying to find that missing ball. But anyways, Daniel, what's up, man? How are you doing?
What's up, everyone? Good to be back.
I know, man. It's full disclosure. We're doing this one a little early in the week. So if any news breaks beyond Thursday night, then we didn't get to it. We'll get to it next time. But just because of the need, I'm going to be leaving town. So we're going to record a little early so we get some content out there for you guys. We don't like to leave anyone empty-handed, especially our fans. So we appreciate you all. Thank you for listening. And because you are listening, we do actually have an Instagram page. Daniel, can you tell them about that?
You can follow us at the _gathering_nerd.
Yeah, and if you're checking out the page, just follow us. We're not going to harass you. Well, maybe not me, Daniel, or or Oscar. Maybe Derek, but the rest of us won't. So we definitely like the support, and we enjoy fans and anyone who likes the show. Anyways, without further ado, tonight we have a very, very, very special guest star filling in. He's been here before. He's an anime expert. He loves all things anime, especially women. We've got Leonardo. What's up, Leo?
Hey guys, what's going on? Always good to be back.
Yeah, we're appreciating you back. We appreciate you filling in. Always last minute too, man. You're a friend and an ally and a member of the show. We appreciate it. All right, let's do a check-in. See how everyone's doing so far. Daniel, what's going on with you, man? How's your week treating you? Your short week.
My short week has been pretty good. Not too bad. Canada days to my vacation. Did a little work on the truck. The huge. Nice. Not too bad.
Oh, that's good. I was thinking of you. I'm not buying a car yet, but I'm pre-buying, mentally pre-buying. I'm looking around and Danny wants me to get a truck. And I'm like, I don't want to spend the gas. I don't want to spend the gas. So I've been looking at different options. But, man, I'm loving those Subarus. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, just get out there. That's all you have to do.
Yeah, just get out, get a lift, lift it up.
Yep, you're good.
Cool. Leo, what's going on with you, man? How it's been a while. What you been up to since the last time we had you on?
Not much, man. Still jobless, unfortunately, but it's all good. Gives me time to catch up on my nerd stuff. I just started WandaVision. Oh. You know, all right, not too bad so far. I'm on episode 2. I've been enjoying it. Very throwback with the classic take it does at first. But other than that, been hitting the gym more often, and yeah, life's been pretty good.
Can't complain. WandaVision, just so you know, it gets a lot better. I mean, those last few episodes, the first few episodes, you're going to be like, especially if you weren't fans of the classic TV, if you're fans of that, you'll like it.
Yeah, no, I've watched a couple classics, like Shirley Temple has been one of those, I could closely relate to, but it's not that bad. Honestly, it's not that bad.
Yeah, is this your first dip into the Marvel world? Have you watched, have you went out of order or no? You're starting.
Are you talking about in terms of the TV series?
Disney Plus TV series.
Yeah, this is my first dip into all that. I'm going watching in order. So like in terms of release, Wanda, then we're going to go to Cap and what's it, Winter Soldier. Yeah, so I'm just doing it in that order. Not really, I don't even know if there's a specific order to go by, but, that's how I'm doing it.
Yeah, you watch Wanda, watch, the Falcon, Winter Soldier, and then watch Loki. And Loki just ended. I know I thought about it a lot more. You know, we just released actually tonight our Loki review. And we're going to be doing that a little bit more and more when things come out, you know, movies and stuff we get a chance to see and stuff. But, and I won't spoil it just in case. But I actually really enjoyed this last episode. Daniel, you were on the fence about it. It sounded like,
yeah.
I understand
what they're doing, but it just, yeah, it's me.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's that thing. It's that in between. Like, it's definitely an in between what's next. And those are always hard to swallow, especially when it comes to like wanting some kind of finale in a finale, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, from what I hear, it's going to set up Doctor Strange and Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So.
Oh,
yeah.
For sure. So, I mean, I'm sure you already know, like, I actually don't want to go into much because we did, but it sets up this next phase of Marvel like to a T. Like, it's what they needed to do. Like, this had to happen here to make everything else make sense.
Yeah.
So it was great. For me, other than that, man, just it's been hot as hell in LA. I'm sure it's hot as hell in a lot of places. So
where Nardo lives.
I know, yeah. Man. out in the desert, dude. But yeah, it's been crazy, and you know, I've actually been enjoying this whole new phase of video games I've been getting into, and this cabinet that I got that actually Leo can see in the back, but he was here to see it the other night, anyways. I've been getting into some of those games. I've been deep diving. There's like 6,000 games on here, so it's impossible to go through all of them. So I've watched a couple of YouTube videos of people saying, hey, this is, you know, if you got one of these are the top 15 games. And you know what's funny is almost all 15 were ones I played in the 90s or 80s. And it's so cool. Except for Metal Slug, which all you guys love. And I
really? You never played Metal Slug?
I didn't. I don't know why. You know what it was? And if you think about it, it always depended on the video game cabinets that were in your local area. So if, like, let's just say for me growing up, I played a lot of video games in 7-Eleven and liquor stores, probably why I became a drinker. But
Jesus.
You know, seeing all these people coming in all happy and shit. But, like, they would only have two or three cabinets, so whatever cabinets they had, you would play.
So you were super limited, basically.
Yeah, super limited. And, you know, when these – I went to arcades all the time, but you're in an arcade, dude. You're trying to look cool. You ain't getting to play something you don't know. You know, especially right. If there's a lot of people there, you got to look cool in arcade, man. There's other guys there every once in a while, a couple girls. You want to jump on Dragon's Lair, whatever game you're good at.
Oh yeah, sure.
Oh yeah.
What fantasy are you living in?
Hey, I watched Karate Kid enough to know that a lot of stuff went down at the arcades, dude. A lot of stuff. So, and I, you know, I don't know his, I think it's called the Grim Collective, but I've been watching this guy's YouTube channel a lot. I'm really he's like a real gothy guy, I would say, and a lot of tattoos. But I kind of got addicted to him and his girl. They do a lot of these videos together. But he did a video on where the Lost Boys filming locations were. And I really like how he's very like down to earth in the way he kind of checks out these places. And the Lost Boys one was really cool. So I've been kind of deep diving on his videos. Other than that, I haven't been doing much. So that actually, God, that makes me sound so lame.
How's the mask mandate over there? How's the mask mandate over there in LA?
We're back on it. I wasn't wearing a mask because I am fully vaccinated and everywhere I went to, and I was enjoying it. I know most of the people wherever I went were wearing one. So either they weren't vaccinated or they just weren't comfortable, which is cool. Right. But they put it back on, and it was weird because it's like this weird sense of normalcy that I was getting used to. I was really enjoying, you know, like, because it's, I'm back to like, oh shit, do I have a mask off? And you're looking around like, if you don't have one, you can't go in a place. So it's, I got used to not having that as part of my repertoire, and I once again have to have it, you know? So it's different, and you know, we'll see what happens with it. I mean, I don't believe in this, all this nonsense. I'm a masker. I'm not a masker. Like, you just kind of do what,
I'm,
you
know, a masker.
Yeah. Like, it's weird. I mean, it's so politicized what everyone wants to do over this. And heck, you know, maybe you don't agree with the government, maybe you do. Unfortunately, if I want to go into Best Buy and look at shit and I have to wear a mask, I'm going to wear a mask. Like, I'm not going to worry about it too much because the 10 minutes I'm in there, I'm wearing a mask, and then the rest of the time I'm not. So it sucks. Yeah. But other than that, it is what it is, you know?
Cool. Sounds good.
Unless I can put like a Bane mask on. I really got to start fucking upping my mask game for sure.
Your mask game.
Dude, for reals. For reals. I got to start upping my mask game. All right. What do you guys think, man? You guys want to jump into a little nerd news? Get started?
Yeah,
let's do it.
All right. Sounds good. Let's do some nerd news.
Nerd news.
All right, because of the short week, there wasn't too much going on out there. I got a couple topics. If you guys got anything, definitely chime in. But one thing I really found interesting, and it actually was a kind of a brain, like one of those, like it activated my brain. Kate Beckinsale, actually, I didn't know this, from Underworld, that vampire, I think it was a trilogy, right? They had three movies?
Five at this point, if I'm not mistaken.
Is it five? The Underworld. I love those movies, actually. I think they're great. I know they had to, because they're making so many movies, they've got to create all these different storylines, but the first and second one were amazing. She wanted to do a Blade crossover, and she was really pushing for it. Like, at one,
that would be pretty sweet.
That would have been really cool, right? Like, I actually thought about this, like, why didn't we get that? You know?
Mm-hmm.
So,
I mean, she's not based off a comic book, though, right? She's like original, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe both of them are based off comic books. I don't know if Marvel owned Underworld. I don't know if they were part of that. I believe they were both off comic books, or at least graphic novels. Underworld was. I mean, most content is nowadays. But it had me thinking, because I think this is really cool. What crossovers, like in just movies that you've seen that you really, really like? Because this was a perfect fit. I don't know if you have one, and I know it's kind of off the cuff, and you might not be able to get there. But what would you have liked to have seen that never happened? At one point, I would have said Freddy versus Jason. Jason, 100%. I'm glad it happened. But like nowadays, like there's a lot of, like I, and I'm going to go first just because I did think about this and I can get it out there. And it gives you guys a chance. I actually would love like a, almost like a horror, like mania, where you get your Jason, your Freddy, your Ghostfaced, your Jeepers Creepers, Candyman, like all these people. And like almost, I don't know how you would write this story because it would be very complex, but I would love to see something where it's not just those two, but it's, you know, like maybe
more iconic ones.
Yeah, it would be really cool to kind of put them all together. Or even if it's simple, like Chucky, you know, it would be really cool because they only did that one crossover. And I would really like, because back in the day, Universal would cross the shit out of over all those, all there. They would be like Wolfman meets Frankenstein, who makes out with like Frankenstein's bride. Like it was always something, you know?
So, right.
So I thought that would be cool. I thought of that. What do you guys think? Is there anything, and no Marvel DC, because that's obvious. Like don't pull the low hanging fruit on this one. But what would you like to see? Like, is there any genre out there? Because I mean, even if you think about it, like you could do Mission Impossible, like meets Jason Bourne. That'd be kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though
I'm going to cheat a little bit because we saw this and I thought it was actually pretty cool. As Transformers and Terminator.
Oh crossover. Yeah, that comic book. That?
Yeah, if it was seen that in live action, I think that'd be pretty sweet.
That would be really sweet. I see. That's what we're missing out on. Is like. I think that, I don't know why Hollywood's not coming up with these ideas, because like the Terminator franchise, there's two good movies in that franchise. Two good. One and two. The rest of them, mm-hmm. I can't even tell you what some of them were about. I just don't remember. But that would refresh that franchise. It's perfect. Robots, like, why can't these worlds exist together, you know? Mm-hmm. That's a good pull, Daniel. What about you, Leo? You got any?
Man, that's a great question. Yeah, not that I could think of at the moment. I was literally gonna go for DC and Marvel just because, you know, it would be a guilty pleasure. I doubt the movie would be good, but you know, it'd be nice to see them all.
Well, I'll give you this. If you wanted to go DC Marvel, who would you, I mean, and you can only really do like two characters, who would you cross over?
Okay, so Batman for sure, and let's see. Probably Spider-Man, just because it'd be a weird mix-up, you know? Two different personalities. One's really serious, the other one's, like, very loose. So, you know, I would be curious to see how that goes.
Yeah. I actually, when you said that, Batman, I'm like, first thing in my head was Iron Man. That'd be cool.
Yeah, I was going to go with Iron Man, too, but I was like, nah, you know, billionaire versus billionaire.
Fuck, that's nah. Perfect. That's
perfect. Oh, man, but yeah.
It'd be like Superman versus Cap, even though Superman, because they're both, like, all-American, you know? But I think Cap would kick his ass. I mean, not Kappa. Superman will kick his ass.
I was like, what are you talking?
What about you, Daniel? Which these two, how would you mix it up? One DC, one Marvel character.
I have to go with my boy Batman, of course. And then, dang, Batman, who I would love to see him with Venom. Just to see, like, how he would take on Venom.
Interesting.
And because they're both, I mean, Venom is such a smart ass too, you know, it would be an interesting mix.
Definitely. I just watched the, what movie is the, Batman Hush.
That's great. That's a great one.
Yeah, it's a great one. I haven't watched it in a long time. Like, oh, I got bored and I ended up watching it. And Clayface comes out in it. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot Clayface was in it. So it kind of reminded me of Venom. Like, Venom would kind of be Clayface in a way, like the symbiote. Mm-hmm. I mean, that'd be pretty cool seeing how he'll take on that.
Yep.
Or be a symbiote in Batman.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Batman, wow.
That'd be kind of cool. That'd be a cool mix. That'd be a cool pop, actually. Fuck, I'm down for a pop. All right, actually, this is a trailer. I'm not going to play too much of it. I want to see if you guys, before he speaks, if you guys can get this. And I actually love these movies that came out before. This is a kind of, I don't want to say a reboot, but they're kind of redoing this. You know, you haven't seen these guys for a while. So let's see if you guys can guess who this group of guys are and this trailer.
Jackass, obviously.
Well done.
We'll meet again.
I love this opening. Little Johnny Cash.
It's still them. Yeah, it's still them.
But I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
Hello, I'm Johnny Knoxville. Welcome to Jackass. 3, 2, 1.
These guys are nuts, dude. They're all gray and stuff. Gray, it's a trip. It was weird to see that for me. I was like, but I still want to see it. I love the Jackass movies.
A little sad, though. That's going to be the last one, you know?
This is it?
Yeah, they're getting too old for this. I think Knoxville said, like,
are they not already too old for that shit?
I mean, yeah, you have a good point, but still, you know, I think Knoxville came out like, oh yeah, we'll do one more movie, and that's why it's called Forever. So I was like, that's unfortunate.
They're the original ones that kind of got into this, and I gotta say, like, I really enjoyed it. Like, I like Steve-O. Steve-O's crazy, man, and I enjoy the Jackass movies. Because they're just that. Like, you don't go in expecting anything more than just fucking nonsense. And it's awesome. And some ball hitting. And the ball hitting is my favorite. I always love the ball hitting.
Yeah, man.
Clerks 3, they're starting up, man. Kevin Smith is going to have a new movie out. Oh, they're working on it. I actually really enjoyed the first Clerks. Second Clerks was insane. I loved it. It was crazy. Have you seen the Clerks 2, either one of you?
Yeah, I did.
The whole donkey thing and stuff, and it was just great, dude. And I love Jay in that. Jay was one of my favorite ones in that, but looks like that one's coming out. And there's some amazing Star Wars news coming out. Did you guys hear that they casted a character that's going to play a main part of the Obi-Wan series? Did you guys hear about this?
No.
So the new character, one of the main characters, or at least playing a main part, is going to be a young Princess Leia. I don't know how they're going to fit it in. I know that she's young. I mean, this is the time when Luke's on the planet, probably growing up. Obi-Wan doesn't really mess with him yet. He see, it's weird because if you look at all the way they talked before and all the things that were said, it's like Obi-Wan, it's almost like he doesn't know who Leia is in the first movie, and And it's weird because it's he goes, Obi-Wan, you fought with my father in the Clone Wars. And it's like, it's almost like they don't know each other. So I'm wondering how they're going to do that, you know?
It's Alzheimer's, I don't know.
Yeah, it's just all, both of them are Alzheimer's. Now Leia was young, dude. So we'll see. But I think it's cool, man. I'm glad that they're recasting that character and they're bringing her back. And Leia's such a huge part of it. Like, I'm glad that they are moving forward and not trying to do a digital one. Like, I get it at some points, but at some points too, like, it's okay to recast that character when they're younger and kind of move forward. Like, I would, there's this whole debate on The Mandalorian. Tell me what you guys think. You both saw The Mandalorian, correct?
Yeah.
And we, spoilers, on the last episode of this last season of The Mandalorian, Luke Skywalker shows up. Do you think they should have casted another Luke, or do you think that digital was fine?
Me personally, I don't really care. I mean, you know, obviously Mark Hamill's still alive, so people who think that's disrespectful don't have really an excuse to feel that way. But at the same time, if you were to recast young Luke, that gives opportunity for more, you know, if you wanted to reuse that character, we already have an actor to play.
Do you know who everyone says looks exactly like him?
Oh, the Winter Soldier, right?
Winter Soldier. And they did a side-by-side. I'm like, holy shit, they're both in the Disney universe. Why did they not do this? It's actually pretty,
it could work.
Pretty badass. Because even when you digitize someone, it's fine. And I think it's so cool. And you look, and I was so in that moment. But when I look back on it, like, there's a little bit of a human element that you take out of it. That if you had to watch a whole series of someone like that, it would be like watching a cartoon almost, you know, because you can never make someone fully human, at least yet.
I'll agree with that.
So let's see, what else was there? The Dune trailer. I'm not going to play that; it's kind of long, but Dune's coming out. It looks really good. Watch the trailer. I loved it. I have one more bit of nerd news. Too bad Derek wasn't here, because I really wanted to play this for him because I think he would get a kick out of it. Do you guys have anything that you know that came up that I might have missed this last week?
In terms of games, I got one.
All right, Leo, you go first. Jump in.
Cool, for sure. So, you know, for those of you who are big fans of the series, it's coming back. Dead Space. It's been, like, on the shelves for about, what is it? Maybe 7 years around there, and they're bringing it back with a remake. So for those who don't know, it's a horror survival genre game, and it's well known in terms of launching the horror genre into a new stage.
That's so, a video game?
It's called Dead Space.
Oh, I think I've seen it now that you say. Okay.
Yeah, it's a really, really old game, but you know, it's coming back. So that's it.
Was it a popular game?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of reimagine the whole horror aspect and what could be done, because I mean the only thing at the time that can be that could compete was like Resident Evil, but even then that was kind of turning more into an action-based game. So this kind of revived that whole genre during that
time. You know, speaking of Resident Evil, that was the one thing that they didn't put on the Raspberry Pi for my cabinet, and it, when I installed it all, and I'm so bummed that there's no Resident Evil. I love the game. I mean, I have it on
have you played it at all, like any of the games?
Yeah, I played a lot. There's this like, actually I was thinking of Daniel the other day, there's a game like Sunset Riders, but it's cows. It's literally cows.
What?
Yeah, it's fucking funny, dude, and it's cool. Like, it's fun. That game is fun. Like, there's so many games that are fun. There's a game called Renegade I used to play with a lot.
I know that. Yeah, right.
There's so much though. So what I've done is I'm like, all right, let me play this game for today. Like, I'm gonna play it a little bit, like 20 minutes or so, you know, it's fun. Like, the thing too, is it's more fun to play with somebody. I did get a 4-player cabinet though. I found one really cheap through, online. Cause I would mod it up. Cause when you guys came over, I'm like, that's the one thing it's missing is a 4-player, you know?
Right.
So I got that. I got the NBA Jam. And once I mod it up, but it's kind of cool because I figured out how to start it up with the whole sports theme, and I'll be able to play all the 4-player games. And I realized that any new 4-player cabinet coming out, Daniel, just so you can hear this too, is like almost $700-$800. The days of like an arcade 1-up, like at the price that I got this one, or the price of like the NBA Jams. Yeah, they're not going to be like $2.99 or $3.99 anymore or $4.99 even, just because they're like, obviously they want to make, they see that it's a big market now. People, for some reason, well, I don't know, maybe it's because I hear about it, the market gets big, and I'm, but I literally got in on the tail end of this crap, and I'm a little bummed about it.
Yeah.
But that's it on that. What about you, Daniel? You got anything?
There was a leak on Spider-Man No Way Home.
Oh, really?
People, I guess the people who work at the movie theaters, you know how the poster boards? Mm-hmm. The newer ones are digital, so you kind of like, instead of buying a new poster, they put it up every week. It's a digital one. Like, it'll just slide or you update it. Mm-hmm. So somebody who worked in theater actually pushed something, whatever, and they took a picture of it, and it shows a poster of Spider-Man Home, oh, No Way Home, and it confirms that there's the Spider-Verse is happening.
Oh, okay. So yeah, I heard about that. Like, there's the Batman 89, right?
Yeah.
Michael Keaton's Batman's vehicle's in there, and then there's Supergirl in it too, correct?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's a Flash,
Flash, yeah, but that's, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I've seen that one too. There's rumors that the casting for Johnny Cage for the next Mortal Kombat movie, it's, you know, the guy from Saints of Anarchy?
Yeah.
Jack Teller.
Oh, really?
He might be Johnny Cage.
Oh, that's a good choice, man. I like him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's been good. He was in that Pacific Rim movie too. He did really well.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's really good. I like him. I think he's pretty good.
Yeah, I like him too.
And then ended in a negative note.
Go for it.
I guess Activision/Blizzard, the company. I don't know if you guys know who they are.
Blizzard made a Diablo.
Yeah, pretty much so. California is suing them, pretty much.
I heard about that.
Why? You hear about that?
Yeah. It's why? What is their frat boy type of lifestyle? Yeah. I was like, what?
So they're making pretty much, they have to come to work drunk and play video games all day. And then the effed up part is that the girls that work there are getting harassed, and they're getting less paid than the men.
Oh.
Like right off the back. So that's a big old penalty. So the California is like,
yeah, that's no good, man. Okay, well,
yeah, that's pretty,
I guess they kind of deserve it a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, because I mean, in reality, like, if you know, anyone could do these jobs, like male, female. So if you're really gonna do that, like, you kind of deserve to be sued. Good job, California did one thing right. Wow, I'm a little impressed. All right, last nerd news of the night. Then we will jump immediately into Back in Time. This is a trailer, a weird trailer. Watch it. It's called Graveyard Shift. It's actually the new animatronic items that are going to be coming out for Spirit this year for Halloween. It's kind of cool. You'll hear some familiar. There's just weird ones. There's a lot of clowns and stuff. The fucking animatronics for this company, Spirit, who sells all these costumes and all these things for Halloween. That's why I was hoping Derek would be on here. They look sick. So check it out. The Graveyard Shift. Check this trailer out. It's about a minute long. I'm going to play most of it, then I'll cut it out, and then we'll jump directly into Back in Time.
Looks like you need a little training.
And these are all the animatronics actually talking.
Now, let's turn on the juice and see what shakes loose.
I just love hitting your
Beetlejuice. Looks sick.
With my hammer.
So check it out, Graveyard Shift trailer. It shows all these new animatronics. I'm sure they will all sell out because everything sells out now because everyone's buying everything up as quick as they fucking can because people are bored. So, but it looks really cool, man. It looks like there's some cool stuff for Halloween. I know Derek and Martha have these amazing Halloween parties, and they might want to You might want to jump in on it early to get some cool stuff. So, all right, gentlemen, let's do some a short back in time. I'll be back. All right, way back in 1941, this mouse and this cat made their first appearance. Do you guys know who that is?
Tom and Jerry.
Tom and Jerry. It's so crazy how that little song makes me so happy. When I was downloading and putting it on the board, I'm like, oh my God, I love Tom and Jerry. Even that opening and that whole like little beginning montage, it was great. All right, in 1951, a director by the name of Ed Wood, who Johnny Depp would play, and I believe they show a little bit of this in the movie. It's been a long time since I've seen it. Made a cult classic called Plan 9 from Outer Space. Considered to be one of the worst movies ever, but now a cult classic because it's so bad. Have either of you ever heard of this or seen this movie?
First time, no.
No?
No, I don't think so.
Right. Listen to the trailer and you'll understand why it's probably one of the worst movies, but sounds fucking awesome.
It is safe to state that the grandchildren of some of the people in this theater will not be born on Earth. They come from the bowels of hell, a transformed race of walking dead, zombies guided by a master plan for complete domination of the Earth. Plan 9 from Outer Space. Starring the most nightmarish cast ever, Bela Lugosi, the seductive Vampira, and Tor Johnson as the Walking Dead.
Turn off your electro gun! No! No! Stop it, Dad!
I can't get it!
It's hilarious. If you get a chance, do a little YouTube search on it. Check out some of the like the funniest lines and stuff. The people, what they're saying, I'm like, what the I gotta see this.
Is this a mystery
horror movie or?
It's not. I mean, it's from 1951. It's a black and white like.
Right. Yeah.
It like, sounds like trying to make like a space. Like the name is Plan 9 from Outer Space, and there's zombies, and Bela Lugosi is like a vampire who played the original Dracula. Like it's just weird. Even the premise is weird. It's super cool. Check it out.
I missed that like announcement in trailers.
Oh yeah.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson is Black Adam in the new movie Black Adam.
Right? Exactly. And even in the 90s, man, the 80s and 90s, the trailers are awesome, you know, because they explain to you the entire movie. Robin Hood will save, you know, will rob from the rich and steal from the poor and all this shit. I'm like, oh, my God.
And this year's Christmas.
Yeah. Oh, I miss those trailers. I miss them so much. All right, in 1978, this little band made their first live debut in good old England.
Step inside, walk this way, you and me, babe. Hey, hey! Love is like a bomb, baby, come and get it.
And just a little side note, that is usually voted as one of the top 5 stripper songs. Just a little side
note. I can totally see that.
I can see it. Yeah, I can see why.
All right, in 1984, a movie came out called The Never Ending Story. I absolutely love this movie. One of my favorite movies as a young kid. Have either one of you seen this?
I don't think it's too old.
If you haven't, check it out. It's a great movie, Never Ending Story. But recently, right, in one of the episodes of Stranger Things, there was a callback to it, a song from that movie that was sang by Dustin and Susie. And here it is.
Turn around. Look at what you see. In her face. The mirror of your dream.
It's a great song to Never Ending Story. If you've never seen that movie, you're missing out. Check out the Never Ending Story. Great, great movie. And if you have kids, they will love it. I guarantee it. They will love it. In 1989, and this song now has been made. I know the Silver Sun Pickups have redone this song, and even Eminem has sampled this song. This young lady from a TV show that I actually got, and Daniel's going to make fun of me, got to be in when I was young and get to dance in the background. It was actually a lot of fun. Kids Incorporated. And one of the stars of that show actually became a star in her own right in a singing career. Her name was Martika, and this is Toy Soldiers. Step by step, heart to heart, left, right, left, we all fall down. The toy soldier.
It wasn't my intention to mislead you. It never should have been.
I could let that song play all the way out. So good. You guys know the Eminem version of that song, right? You've heard it before?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's actually really good. In 1995, Clueless was released. That was a movie I've never seen, but I thought I would mention it for all the Clueless fans out there. Ugh, as if is a famous line from that movie, I guess. And let's move on. 1998. This actually was, members of the gathering said this is, I believe Adam did, said this was one of his favorite, and maybe you did too, Dan, I'm not sure, I can't remember, but Saving Private Ryan was released, and it was, Steven Spielberg got a Best Director nod for that, an Academy Award, and it was an amazing movie. I love Saving Private Ryan, really, really good movie. Well, you've both seen that one, correct?
Oh, yeah.
In a while,
great movie.
Yeah. Well, here's a little clip of one of my favorite scenes.
You are a coward, son of a bitch!
I'm waiting, son.
Son!
What's the pool on me up to right now? What's it up to? What is it, $300? Is that it? $300? I'm a school teacher. I teach English composition. This little town called Adley, Pennsylvania. In the last 11 years, I've been at Thomas Alva Edison High School. I was a coach of the baseball team in the springtime.
Be doggone.
Back home, and I tell people what I do for a living, they think, well, now that figures. But over here, it's a big mystery. So I guess I've changed some. Sometimes I wonder if I've changed so much. My wife is even going to...
Yeah, man, I must have... I see that movie and I see it as so realistic as to what people and men would go through in something like that. Because you can see, like, it's not just hunky-dory. Like, shit is going down, you know? It's crazy. So,
right.
In 2001... A gentleman by the name of ODB, a member of the Wu-Tang Clan, Mr. Old Dirty Bastard, was arrested. Got arrested for 2 to 4 years for drugs. You know what? It's probably because she didn't have his money.
Dirty won't be having it in this house, cause bitch, I'll cripple your style. Now that you heard my charming voice, you couldn't get another nigga.
Your coochie won't get moist.
If you want to look good and not be bummy, yo, you better give me that money.
Baby, I got your money.
Love that song too. In 2011, it's been 10 years, dude. 10 years, I can't believe it, since the debut of this character. Let's see if you guys can get this one.
Good old Cap.
Captain America. Captain America, the first Avenger, was released 10 years ago this week, man. It's crazy.
10 years. Holy
damn. I know. Shit. It makes no sense in my brain. I don't understand it. in 2012, this is actually sad news, but I wanted to say it because it's, you know, it's, I remember it, and it made me really sad, and it actually made me, like, think, like, oh, my God, like, now movie theaters? Like, this is fucked up. Like it's almost like there's nothing safe anymore. So, unfortunately, thank goodness it didn't keep happening, and, you know, when people keep us safe out there and keep a lookout. But in 2012, 12 people were killed in a mass shooting for the Dark Knight premiere in Colorado. So it was
just... Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, super, that was crazy. And it was like 59 people, I believe, were injured. It's just super sad. All right, last bit of nerd. Actually, I'll come back to it. The last one, because I have a clip for that one. This next one I don't. But in 2019, a little movie called Avengers Endgame, this week passed Avatar to become the highest grossing movie of all time at $2.9 billion. So take that, James Cameron. All right. In 2014, go a little far, a little back, this movie made its debut and actually is a huge part of the Marvel cinematic universe now.
Star-Lord.
Who?
Well, Star-Lord, man. Legendary outlaw. Forget it.
We arrested these five on Xandar. Check out the rap sheets.
Drax, a.k.a. the Destroyer. Since his wife and family were killed, he's been on a rampage across the galaxy in his search for vengeance. Gamora, soldier, assassin, wanted on over a dozen counts of murder. Rocket, wanted on over 50 charges of vehicular theft and escape from lockup.
What the hell?
Groot, he's been traveling recently as Rocket's personal houseplant slash muscle.
Peter Jason Quill.
All right. And that's it for Back in Time. I'll be back in time. Gotta get back in time. Gotta get back in time. All right, guys, we're changing it up this week. We are not going to do What If just because it's a short week. I thought I'd change it up a little bit and kind of get to know the guys a little bit better and kind of see what their summer song is. Like, what song reminds him of summer? What song kind of, it's one of those things when you hear it, you just have fond memories. And unfortunately, Oscar's not here. Derek didn't send me one, unfortunately. So we don't get to hear Derek's, like, rendition of Christmas where there was songs about balls and drinking and stuff. So we're actually going to hear Oscar's first. And Oscar, just so you know, I love this song. This song reminds me of working at Universal Studios back when Daredevil came out and Marvel was actually huge at Universal Studios this year. They were doing all these character walkthroughs. I mean, you had the X-Men there, Storm, Daredevil was jumping off of buildings there. It was a really cool show. But right during the show, they would always play this song. And the store I worked at, Color Vision International, Amazing Pictures, was, which was right now where Transformers would be, and that's where Daredevil would jump off onto the top of our store. They would play this song, and I fell in love with this song, and I could have heard it a billion times, and I still love it. And it's Evanescence, Bring Me to Life.
Oh, God.
Leo doesn't like it.
Leading you down into my core.
Actually, really, there's another song on that album that she came out with. Don't remember the name of it offhand, but it's really good. I really actually liked Evanescence's first album. I believe it's her first album. All right, Daniel, you're up next. What's your song, and why does it remind you of summer?
Oh, me, my go-to summer reminding song has to be You Know How We Do It, Ice Cube.
I was about to ask you, how do we do it? I don't know.
That song, just when it's just iconic. You hear it, it just reminds you of like summer vibes, driving in the your lowrider, your fixed up car, and when the window's down, just puts you in a mood.
Yeah, just get you
going. Yeah,
yeah, get you pumped up, get you that like that good feeling. You know, I agree. Mm-hmm. Great song. All right, we got Ice Cube. You Know How We Do It.
Yeah. Yeah, fool, you know how we do it. West side, coming through the west side. Nothing but the west side. Ain't nothing going on but the bomb bomb rap song, hitting all night long. Just like me on the black and white ivory, getting six on a Tidally. You don't wanna see a G break your toes like dishes. Buster up the tricks, sleep with the fishes, running from Lennox up at Venice. They wanna have me in stripes like Dennis the Menace, but that ain't poppin', ain't no stopping.
Ain't no stopping.
Bo hoppin', ass
dropping.
The field, my troop can heal. Fool, I got skills, so back on up. I check that chin down and I'm full off hand. You get no love, and I thought you knew it. Fool, you know how we do it.
That music beat, that little that's so sick. That's totally summer right there. That is a summer beat. Mm-hmm. All right, Leo, you're up. Tell us about your summer song and why it reminds you of summer.
Cool. So mine is Midsummer Madness by 88 Rising. Fairly new. I love, probably our younger listeners would know, but I have fond memories of this song. 2018 summer, probably the best summer I ever had. So I got my first job in 2018 and I went to my first rave and with us, just nice with the homies. And then this song came out during the summer. So it was like, it was something we'd listen to like almost every day, as far as I can remember. So a lot of fond memories, really, for this song.
All right. And this is, what's the name of the group? It's 88 Rising?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I actually never heard of them, but I actually did listen to the song when you sent it, and I really like it. Here's 88 Rising with Midsummer Madness.
Last night I lost all my patience. You were fucked up, I was wasted. Midsummer madness, I can't take it no more. No more. Fuck the rules. Make sense, make it make sense. I can't hide a heart in the black tint. I, you were off the bullshit and the tablets. Under 21, both savage. All these blurry nights feel the same to me. Heart full of hate, no.
Oh, that's pretty sick, dude. I actually really, really like that song.
Actually, yeah, it's very chill, but at the same time, you know, you could get a good vibe from it.
For sure, it's summer vibe song.
Yeah, 100%. Okay. So I, it's my turn. I'm going to play my summer song really quick, but I actually think this is, for a lot of people, this is, like one of the number one summer songs out there. And I actually, I'm going to play it too, because it's actually for me, it's not that. It's, this reminds me, because I, Karate Kid was so important to me in my life and the actual, like, the movie, but there's a song in there that I always was like, oh, my God, like, that's how I feel my summer is, you know? So I'm going to play that really quick, and then we'll get into the my summer song.
Last
And I'm actually have the video on right now, and oh my god, the way these girls are dressed. This is Bananarama, Cruel Summer. Made really popular by the Karate Kid. Such an 80s video, dude. So 80s. All right. So my summer song actually came to play because this album came out. We were going down to Mexico. We're going to go hang out down in Rosarito, down in Ensenada area. Go hang out at Papa's and Beer. Me and the boys were just going out as one of those trips that was last minute. It was near like, you know, it was a busy, busy weekend going down there. I remember we were just kind of excited. Two albums came out that right at that time. Or at least we had two albums. And I say albums because we had the CDs. We didn't have like MP3 players, dude. It was just literally the CDs. The first one was Notorious B.I.G., Live or Die. Or is it Life After Death? Life After Death. And we had that and we played the crap out of it. Love that album. Does remind me of summer. But the next one we had, I hadn't heard this guy. And my friend had this CD and he popped it in. And this shit came on, and we listened to it probably 30 times down there, dude. And it reminded me of, like, now every time I hear it, it reminds me of, like, chilling out in Mexico, driving down near the beach, like, that nice, cool breeze. Like, it's total summer beach song for me. This is Sublime, Santeria.
Santeria. I ain't got no crystal ball. I had $1 million, but I'd spend it all if I could find that Hannah in that Sancho that she's found. Well, I'd pop a cap in Sancho and I'd slap her down. But I really want to know, my lady. Can't define. Well, it's love that I lead. Oh,
my favorite part right here.
Wait till I get back. Find a hyena of my own. Daddy's gonna love.
Oh, that song is so good. So good. That album's so good, too.
That was my second choice of not for Midsummer Sadness, by the way.
Really? Oh, it's so good, right? It's like, to me, because Sublime had this really good reggae summer vibe. So all their songs are like really uppity and like jammy. And like you can't go wrong without feeling that uppity summer vibe on it, you know?
Right, exactly.
Gentlemen, thank you for joining me on a off night so we can get some content out there and do a little something. I'm glad. Thank you for providing your summer songs. They were a blast. I forgot about some of them, and I also now want to listen to all of them again because they're so good. Oscar, thank you. Oscar, we missed you tonight. Derek, we missed you tonight. Everyone have a good week, a good weekend coming up. We'll drop this on the weekend as normal.
Thanks, Oscar.
Yeah, thanks, Oscar.
You said thank Oscar, so thanks.
Oh, did I? Oh, sorry.
See how long it takes me to find out.
It's been a long day. But you know what? Thank you. Thank you, Daniel. And thank you, Leo, for jumping in. We really appreciate you guys being here tonight. Leo, especially you filling in. It's always a blast. Any final words for the fans, Leo, before we sign off tonight?
Yeah, I'll see you guys in another like 2 months or so when they need to fill in.
Thank you, Leo. Thank you so much. Daniel, what about you? You got anything?
No, I'm good. Just make sure you follow us, give a like, follow us, and always use protection.
Always use protection. All right. always put your Jimmy on your podcast. That's what I say. All right. Don't forget, everyone, if you're listening to us, tell a friend. Let people know about the Gathering Nerds. We are out here. We are in force. We are getting ready to, like, just get down for, like, some really cool new stuff and try new stuff. So any suggestions, too, we love it. Don't be shy. Reach out. If you're listening to us on Pandora, give us a thumbs up. If you're listening to us on iTunes, rate us, give us 5 stars, and give us a comment. We would really appreciate it. Thank you so much for joining the Gathering. We always love to gather on So don't forget, everyone out there, gather on. You love that, don't you? All right, peeps. Nice. Peace out.